views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready, set, grow your market. Welcome to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Marketing Masters. I'm Connie Fife, your queen of marketing. My show draws high-level, high-power guests from around the globe, guests that are eagerly ready to share more than marketing ideas. I mean, they're sharing their personal obstacles and challenges and tips to help you increase your business connections, overcoming challenges, and just making a difference in the world. Today, it's really exciting for me because my show has gone syndicated. Guess I'm doing something right. And now we have over 2.2 million listeners. And the success of the show is because of you, my listeners and our guests. But today was really like coming home for me. And I really started out in, you know, a long time ago in Louisville, Kentucky, but spent most of my formative years in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I always looked at it with my deep roots, my deep South roots and my Northern influence. I was pretty much a rebel in a cause before I even knew what it meant. And these days I'm hanging out right here in Southern California. But many of you that I know that are listening from Scranton today, I just want to give you a big shout out because you know the correct pronunciation is Scranton, home of the famous St. Patrick's Day Parade, the office. Even Jimmy Hoffa is known to have spent the last few of his days in Scranton. And Scranton also holds the record for the most pubs in the city. Now, that's something to be really proud of. And of course, my family used to own one of those pubs. So I survived many, many firsts in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And today I am proud. I am so proud. And I want you to be very proud about knowing that even you can overcome life's obstacles. You too can be a survivor in life and in business. You just need to believe in yourself and have the stick-ability attitude to keep moving forward. And you need to have that passion and take action, and that's going to give you the results that you're looking for. And I am even more excited because today's guest, she's just off the charts. With her energy and her laughter, she's a proud Bronx, New York gal. She's a blues vocalist. She's an author, a keynote speaker. Most importantly of all, she's a breast cancer survivor, and she is on a mission to help others find their passion through music and humor. She has her own radio program. And okay, this is the best part. She believes that prunes are sexy. So, okay, we'll get there. And she's gearing up to add custom headpieces and a line of clothing that's going to help cancer patients feel really good about themselves. I just love this woman. I just want to be like her when I grow up. She's Rain Thomas. She's coming to us from Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining us right now in the hot seat is Rain from the desert. Hey, Rain. Let's give it up for Rain.
Woo! Yay! Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. I am so thrilled that you're on this show today. And to kick off the syndication of the show. This is just awesome. So
yeah.
I know.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. No pressure. We're good. So I know that I'm always referred to as the queen of marketing, but you wear the crown of a marketing masters. You've done so much and you just continue to help so many other people. I mean, where do you find the energy?
You know what? It's actually by default. I think it became it was a defense mechanism originally, you know, when I was younger. But I've always liked socializing. I definitely got that from my dad. Honest, he loves socializing. And to me, if you know, if you can go out and talk to a few people and connect people and connect those people to other people, you can really make some great things happen.
We'll have to get into that more. But I like to know, and I'm sure many of our listeners are also wondering, where did you come up with prunes are sexy? What is that?
Connie, when I was a little girl, I wasn't allowed to eat candy. And I loved raisins, but, you know, I used to smash them all together to get like a child-sized fruit. And so the prune, I was allowed to eat a couple, but they were so good and juicy and they were child-sized. And as I started to grow older, I still love prunes. And I thought they were underrated. People always made fun of prunes, you know, oh, they're for this, they're for that. And so a few years ago, I said to my husband,
help you go to the bathroom.
Right, exactly. I said to my husband, I want to make the prune sexy. And he said, the one thing I needed to shoot out of the rocket, he said, you should, baby. And off to the races, I went to make the prune sexy.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that. Well, I know you're really successful in business. And I mean, not everyone makes a breakthrough in business overnight. I mean, there's really no overnight success, but there's always failures and a lot of hurdles that we have to overcome. What would you say was one of your most memorable business failures?
Oh, my most memorable one was I moved to Atlanta back in 97, I believe it was, and I had a scholarship to design footwear, which I've always loved. It was my second nature degree. And I moved to Atlanta. I got picked up by this independent boutique that was actually based out of Italy. And the goal was making me the designer for the U.S. store, and it was going great. The designer in Italy was wonderful. And then after almost 2 years, they came in and said that the designer and the investors were not agreeing and they were going to shut the entire thing down. I mean, I was supposed to be traveling to Europe 3 months in, 3 months home, 3 months out. I was devastated because I always have a plan B.
Okay.
I was devastated. Absolutely. I really don't know if I ever bounced back from it. It was absolutely devastating.
Well, you make a good point about having a plan B. So you said that you always have a plan B or you didn't have a plan B?
Always had plan B. Since I was a little kid, I always had a plan B. This was the first time in my life that I just let myself go without a plan B because I had put all my eggs in that basket. All I could see was how exciting this was going to be. All of my footwear designs, I was going to school designing footwear. They created a course for me. I mean, it was amazing. And then boom, it was
so
gone.
You were there. I had a similar situation happen. I was CEO for Girl Scouts and I loved it. I thought I would have been there for life. And in 2006, they announced that they were going to do this major realignment. And I was one of the project managers on the realignment. And come down to the date, I still remember the date, June 30th, 2006 at 4:02 p.m. I was told, your services are no longer needed. I was devastated.
Ouch.
Yes. And I did not have a plan B. There was no plan B. And I was speaking with some other of the leaders of Girl Scouts at the time that very similar story happened to. I mean, we were trying to come up with our plan B really quickly. And we thought, okay, well, maybe we could be over the road truck drivers. Well, maybe that won't work. And then we said, well, maybe it would be fishmongers. I don't think that was going to work either. And then we're like, well, maybe it'll be Thelma and Louise. And I said, well, I didn't like that ending either. We were just like, where do we go from here? And that's how I became an entrepreneur and owning my own business. I came to it from a backdoor approach because it wasn't my plan B.
Right.
And that is so important for people to know that you should always have a plan B because you're going to find yourself one day sitting there saying, what do I do next? What do I do now? And some people jump back. They bounce back pretty quickly. It took me a few months. The good part was it was June 30th. So I had all of July and August to wallow in my margaritas around the pool. But
good bounce back. I love it.
Yeah. So by the time September came, it was, okay, time to get back to work here. And so that's really, I mean, how I came into be to where I am as well. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're going to have a station break in a few more minutes. But I did want to let our listeners know, if you have any questions for myself or Rain, send them in. And when we come back, we're going to try to answer as many as we can.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Okay, and we're back, and I'm speaking with Rain Thomas.
Yay!
Yay! And we're learning how prunes are sexy.
Yes, we are.
That is just an awesome marketing strategy and that brand. I mean, who's going to forget prunes are sexy? It's just unforgettable.
No one.
I mean, I want to know, though, what was your aha moment when you knew that you were ready to start your journey to becoming an entrepreneur?
Connie, I started earning money around age 2 when my dad would take me to the bar, because you could do that back then.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would sing the blues for people on the bar. You know, they put a nickel in jukebox and I'd sing along, and they started giving me money. And then at age 8, I love to bake. I don't like sweets to eat, but I loved making cheesecakes and cookies and brittle, and started selling it. And then by age 10, I had a line of clothing. I was making all of my own clothing. I had a cousin that taught me how to sew. So wow. I did that all through college to make money for college. And, you know, just kind of took off. I knew I don't like that 9 to 5. You know, rigid, someone telling me what to do. I right. dance to my own beat. I'm sure you understand that.
Oh, totally understand that one.
Yeah.
I was asked to, when I first moved out here to Southern California, I got called by another nonprofit organization, because that's primarily where I've been, Girl Scouts, United Way, U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And they said, oh, we heard you're in town. We'd love you to come and, you know, think about running our nonprofit organization. And I went, thought about it? No. Don't think I could ever go back to somebody really telling me what to do. And I think most entrepreneurs are that way.
Right. Absolutely. We have to be. I mean,
yeah.
Because if you want to work in the middle of the night, that's when your ideas come. You want to get up and yes. start working.
Yes. And that's so funny, because most of mine do happen in the middle of the night. And my husband will wake up in the next morning and he'll say to me, so what did you create last night?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. I think we're at our best at that point.
Yes. Yes. Because there's no noise. There's nothing happening around you. You could just sit and focus and that's just your time. So no, I can right. never go back to having somebody. I mean, you still have to work with clients and customers, and you want to make sure you're keeping them happy as well. But it's just different, because you could call the shots now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's your business. You could do it, and you could do it when you want to do it. Well, I know you have a special project going on, one that is really near and dear to your heart. And you were just in Florida over the weekend with this new project called Send Me on Vacation. I would love for you to share this information with our listeners and also let them know how they can get involved with the project.
Oh, excellent. Well, Send Me on Vacation was developed and founded by Kathy Backus and Gene Backus, husband and wife team. And Kathy found me a couple of years ago, and we just hit it off. We're good friends. And she said, you know, this is what I do. We raise money to send breast cancer survivors in need on vacation for a week. And what the beauty of it is, wherever we raise the money, what city, what state, what country, that's where the money stays for the survivors in that area. So we love the community part of it. We have people who do all sorts of third-party events for us. That helps us so much, because we're volunteer-based, grassroots, 4 years old. And so people throw tea parties, people throw events. The one this weekend, Todd Rogers from Track Results, such a sweetheart, he threw this poker tournament for us, second annual poker tournament. This last year it was in Vegas, this year it was in Orlando. And he got everybody involved to sponsor tables and to come out and play poker and blackjack and roulette. Nice. And we started shaking out some pockets to get as much money as we could so we can send a bunch of survivors away. And it was the travel and tourism industry that participated. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people donated weeks and cruises and all sorts of wonderful stuff so that we can continue our mission to send those survivors like myself on vacation, because it's really, cancer comes along and it can take everything. And, you know, some time away gives you a chance to heal your mind, body, and spirit. And that's what we hope to do.
And don't you also have an airline that works with you that takes the survivors wherever they're going on vacation?
You know, we had last year, JetBlue was phenomenal. Okay. Icema Gibbs, who's vice president, she was wonderful. And she actually donated tickets to us, and we called it JetBlue Jet Pink. And we JetBlue Jet Pinked around the U.S., 5 cities in 8 days. It was absolutely nuts. East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. Had a lot of people involved from the Napa Wine Train, a lot of vintners, Chef Angelo Sosa and his restaurant in New York. We did stuff in D.C. The Roosevelt did it in L.A. Tony, wow. Shea, and Zappos did it in Vegas. I mean, it was insane. I was so tired at the end. But you know what? We accomplished so much. I was so proud and so excited. So we're always looking for airlines to help us. You know, we reach out to different airlines hoping that they'll see, you know, what we're doing. And so we work at it every day.
Yeah, I imagine. And it sounds like it's so inspirational and even self-rewarding to be able to be involved in such a project like this. And don't you have one also you're looking to do in the Hamptons?
Yes, I'm working on that event right now.
And you're looking for partners.
Yes. If anybody out there knows, like, we always like if someone can donate our lodging, because, you know, we like every dime we raise goes to survivors. We don't use any of that money on ourselves. So we usually pay out of pocket to stay in hotels or for whatever. But we have Chef Doug out there at Park Place who's looking at hosting it for us for one night. But because it's so far, we're hoping we can get a couple other people to do a third party event. Maybe someone has a boat and they'll do maybe something like a champagne and chocolate, you know, at sunset, or, you know, whatever people want to do to raise money. And that's the part that, you know, we ask for.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. I'll have to jump on board with you there. Well, why don't we take a minute right here and let's give away a copy of your book.
So I'm loving it.
Great. The third caller will receive a copy of Rain's book, Thong in the Wind. And yes, you heard me correctly. It's Thong, T-H-O-N-G, in the Wind. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Did you get that? 800-930-2819. Now, Rain, I understand that this is a workbook of in theories with goals of helping people to find their inner dreams and how they can pursue them.
Correct. My goals for years, as a blues vocalist, because I've been doing that for forever, it's heal your heart through laughter and prunes. So I like for people, you know, sometimes you'll read a book and when it says you have made bad decisions, you have made choices, you feel like someone is jumping on you and you get your defense mechanism comes up. So you're less likely to get the information. In my book, I use things like the prune. I use animals. I use insects and they take on the alter ego. So you might see yourself as that snake that I talk about that says, oh, I wish I was something else. That's what I want people to look in and see that, okay, so maybe you didn't make some decisions that weren't great, but you can still bounce back and you don't have to have someone beat on you to get the message. And that's what I hope that workbook does. Go inside and find your inner child, your inner fun, your inner dreams. Okay. And just, you know, jot them down and go through the book. And then the second half is fun theories. And then the last half is, the last third is in paying homage to the prune.
Well, of course, we need that prune thrown in there. Where do you have the inspiration for these crazy titles? Like, where do you get this?
You know what? They come up in the middle of nowhere. Some of them, you know, I was goofing off with friends and it just kind of happened. They just kind of happen. And then the book just follows right through. And it's always based on making your fears, your faith greater than your fears, keeping your fears very tiny and just kind of looking at where you're going and not getting sidetracked. And if you do, knowing that you can get back in and you can laugh about it, the things that you can't control.
And you have a great, great sense of humor and fantastic voice. And later in the show, we're going to have you sing a little bit of music for us. But again, if you want a copy of Rain's book, Thong in the Wind, the call in number is 800-930-2819. Now, Rain, how can somebody find you? How could they reach out to you and find more information about you and the craziness that you have in your life?
You know, they can go to Prunes, P-R-U-N-E-S-R-A-R-E, sexy, S-E-X-Y, .com. And that's going to shut down soon because Teresa Goss, who's another partner, business partner of mine and technical guru woman, she is actually turning it into an app. So it'll be a Prunes or Sexy app, and you'll be able to win prizes and buy all sorts of wonderful items and shirts and organic soaps and other stuff we're doing. And you'll also be able to pick up my other business partner, Stacy Hall. She's the prune diva. She'll do a custom line of tiaras, so you'll be able to get those there.
The prune diva.
Diva, and I'm the prune whisperer.
Now, who would want that title, the Prune Diva?
She actually came up with it herself. I said, well, I'm the Prune Whisperer. And she goes, well, I want to be the Prune Diva and wear tiaras. So we came up with that. And there's all sorts of things that we're going to be doing under that umbrella where, you know, we just got our business name taken care of and licensed and all that good stuff. So there's going to be some fun stuff happening.
Well, what's the business name? Is that being changed from Prunes Are Sexy?
Well, Prunes Are Sexy is actually the top title, but you know, when, okay. you, when you have LLC in the business, you know, all the right. red tape, it's right. actually under two Dream. It's the number two, DREAMM, which stands for Two Divas Risking Everything and Making Millions.
Wow.
Yeah, she came up with that. She's a very linear. She drives warships, for crying out loud, for the Navy. I mean, linear.
Warship for the Navy, and she's yeah. linear and comes up with these creative names.
I had nothing to do with her going crazy. I just want to say that publicly.
And I'm sure she's listening and
she
agreeing
is.
With that.
Yeah, all the way. She's holding up a sign somewhere. That is not true.
Well, no, she's driving a warship somewhere and saying that is not true, right?
Well, you know what? She's so in Rhode Island, so uh-huh. she's listening.
Okay. That is just way cool. You have so many projects going on. I mean, again, like, how do you just keep up with everything?
I'm not sure I am keeping up with everything. Other people keep telling me that I'm keeping up. I get up, I start my mornings at 7:03, and uh-huh. from there I just take off. I mean, I'm doing all sorts of fun things. I'm working on rainwear, which will be a line of rain clothing and rain boots whenever I get that up and running. And working on an organic prune line of like chapsticks, but not chapsticks, lip balms. And Stacey and I'll be working on that. And of course the co-hosting with the radio show with Teresa, and you know, also editing some digital books and all sorts
what's
of
the,
fun
what's
stuff.
What's the name of your radio show?
It's ontheverse.com is where you can find it. Teresa sets up all that technical stuff that I can't do at all.
Okay.
Period.
So ontheverse, VERSE.com.
Right.
Okay. So everyone, if you didn't get that, she also has a radio program called On The Verse, VERSE.com. Well, we're going to go to break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Rain's downtime. See you in a bit.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back. Today we're talking with Rayne Thomas, who is an entrepreneur, a breast cancer survivor, a blues vocalist, and she'll soon have her own Prunes Are Sexy line of clothing. Well, Rayne, I know that you're a singer, you're an author, you're a fundraiser, you're working on your own clothing line. I mean, you always have something going on, girl.
I have to, or if not, I would just drive my husband nuts.
Well, what do you do? What do you do for fun? What's your downtime?
My downtime is alligator wrestling.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's relaxing.
No, my downtime is actually, I love more than anything in the world. I love yard sales, thrift stores. I love collecting other stuff and repurposing and recycling. I could just do that all day, every day. I think I am really Sanford and Son.
Well, you must be married to my husband then. That's what we do every Saturday morning. We go to and antiques auctions. We typically don't do the yard sale though, but we will go to like the Goodwill thrift stores, and he'll buy these things, and I look at him and I'm like, what are you thinking? And we pull things out of attics, like covered with dirt and gunk, and he has cleaned them up and made them the most beautiful centerpiece of furniture that we have in our house. And so I go along because I just enjoy hanging out with him. But every Saturday morning we go and he plans a day. I have no clue where we're going until I get in the car. So you sound like you and he can make a good pair.
We would. Yeah. My husband, notice you said we, I said I. He is not interested in digging through people's stuff.
No, I'll go, but it has to look good. I don't want to dig.
No, I don't want to. That's his thing. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to dig. I mean, he'll come out of some places and he'll be like covered in dirt and soot. I'm like, where were you? Like, I thought we were in the same house. You know what I
mean? And that's me. You know, everybody kept saying, you need to get a tetanus shot. And so I got a tetanus shot last year because I did end up in a couple of places where I even thought, oh, maybe I should get a tetanus shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You never know. He hasn't done that, but, yeah, he's counting the date to retirement so he could be, you know, the next, TV show out there showing people how to, you know, find these things and make money out of them. But that's what he enjoys doing. So I hope he could do it someday. Who knows?
I do too.
Well, okay. So that's going to be your next life, your next career. Another business on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know one of your favorite quotes are from Gandhi, so I'd like you to share that with our listeners.
Be the change you wish to see in the world. It's my favorite.
That is your favorite. Why? I mean, I know a lot of people say this is my favorite quote or this. And is there a reason what is the purpose or meaning to it that it's one of your favorites?
You know, I'm always the one, I miss the days when people were courteous and pleasant to one another. I always thought that, you know, it's so simple. You could change someone's day by a smile or just a simple hello or good morning. And we're getting so far away from that. You know, I notice people don't even make eye contact. And, you know, instead of complaining about it, if you want to see something change, it has to start somewhere. So I like to think that it would start with me. And, you know, with my actions day to day, I say good morning to people. And sometimes they make eye contact and have that look like good morning. And you smile and they smile and they have that look like, what was that about?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Right. Right. So, you know, and there's been lots of times, you know, I pass someone and they look beautiful and you say, oh, my God, your hair looks great, or you look wonderful. And that person stops and they say, I can't believe someone said that to me. And so hopefully I'm making a little bit of a difference. And, you know,
but it does. It does make the person feel good. I know if somebody says that to me, I mean, it just makes you feel good about yourself. But I think the knee jerk reaction is like, why are you saying that to me? Because we're just not used to somebody and people being that courteous and, you know, saying hello and have a great day. They're just not used to it.
Yeah, we're getting far. I mean, you know, generationally, you and I remember when people didn't pass each other without speaking or going into the store and speaking to the person, you know, behind the counter or asking them how they feel. So, you know, if it's going to change, maybe just me, my little hello will make a difference.
Right. If it could change one hello at a time. So how are you marketing your business? I mean, what's the best way that you see to marketing your business and, you know, getting what you do out there and reaching that niche market?
I am the original Facebook and Twitter. I believe in speaking to everybody I meet. I believe in telling everybody I know about what I do, what other people do. My friends call me the connector because they call me and say, do you know someone who does so-and-so? I sure do. I know one of everybody because you never know when you're going to need that person, and that person connects you to the place you're going. So to me, it's all about talking to people. It's nothing for me to pick up the phone, call, talk to someone. I mean, I have he's a friend now, Will Scott Hill, and he's in charge of raising money at Theater West Virginia. And we talk, and it was because we met in a Starbucks in West Virginia, very random. When I was with my cousin Pam, she introduced me to West Virginia. And all of a sudden, he has me singing the national anthem for October Sky, the Rocket Boys Festival, with Hickam and the Rocket Boys. So I do that yearly. And then now he has Theater West Virginia, which, you know, we do all sorts of fundraisers, and he calls me, and, you know, that's something else I'm involved with. I'm on the board of that as well. And, you know, he's amazing, and he puts me in amazing places. And it all started just by talking to him in a Starbucks.
And making a connection. And I totally agree with you about making those connections, but also referring to other people. Even when I meet someone for the first time, or, you know, maybe another consultant, another coach, or another speaker, and maybe we're not a fit to work together, but I always find out what they do, and I always ask the question, how can I refer you to other people? This way, I know exactly what to say to someone. And then when they call me and they say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, somebody who works in this niche market, I could say, hey, I know exactly the person who could do that, and I'll make that referral. I do it all the time. And my new book, Marketing Masters, which happens to be the same as the radio show. So this would be my fourth book. But this one is all about creative and building that relationship marketing, and how to spend pennies developing your niche market by just relationship marketing. And all of it really comes down to picking up the telephone.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, I've had some wonderful experiences. I'm going to be included in Mayberry Days Festival this year, which is in Mount Airy. I've been a couple of times. My friends Cindy and Wayne Martin always host me. She actually is a writer for magazines, and I became friends with her, and she introduced me to my friend Ann Vaughn, who last year or the year before got me in the tractor parade in Mount Airy. And this year I'm going to be the prune queen in the parade. Yay! All because we had a simple meeting and chit chat and just telling everybody, and they think it's fun, and getting some of the best friendships and relationships out of that. It can't be beat.
Now, Mount Airy, where?
Mount Airy, North Carolina. And Mayberry Days is the Andy Griffith Show. You know,
Okay, I want to make sure we had the right location. But well, how cool is that? And you're going to be the prune queen. Are you going to have a little tiara?
You know what? It depends on if the person who I'm not supposed to name.
A big tiara. We need a big prune tiara.
You hear that, Stacey Hall? I need a big prune tiara. She's going to text me again. I can hear it coming. Yes, I need a big tiara. I'm not sure what's going on. Ann Vaughn out there will make it happen for me, and she will get me involved and plugged into everything. Including wonderful bookstore Pages. Hi, Pages. And I read your book, Connie, and I left my comments on Amazon.
Yes, absolutely. I really do appreciate that. In the next segment, we're going to be giving a copy away of one of my books. So stay tuned for that information because we are going into a break. And if you have any questions, either for Rain or myself, send them in. You can go to transformationtalkradio.com. And you'll find a place there where you could send in any of your questions, and we'll answer as many as we can online. If not, we'll take them offline, but we'll be sure to get back to you. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Marketing Masters, and I'm Connie Fife, the Queen of Marketing. And if you have any questions and you want to call in, here's the number again, 800-930-2819. And also, I'd like to give away a copy of my new book, Marketing Masters, before it hits bookstores. The second caller will receive a copy of my book, and you'll also receive in that book some really great tips on the art of creative marketing. The number again is 800-930-2819. Well, in the last segment of the show, and this is our lightning round where we ask today's guest several questions and the guest may answer or they may pass. It's all up to them. So, Rain, are you ready for the lightning round?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Rain, what is your favorite TV show?
I hardly ever watch television.
Woohoo, me neither. What is or who is your first celebrity crush?
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. Okay, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, still is.
Okay, well, what is your hidden talent?
I'm not sure I have any.
Ooh,
all of them are out in the open.
Oh, okay. What about, what is your go-to comfort food?
Food. All food.
All food. Okay, we do say answer the first thing that comes to mind. Okay, here's one for you. Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No, I am not.
What is your worst habit?
Oh, I'm my own worst critic. That's a very bad habit.
That is a bad habit. So, yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
What is your favorite getaway in the whole world and why?
The Hamptons. I just love it. I love the serenity. I love the calmness. I just love everything about it. Everything.
It is beautiful. And I'm already planning to go there when you're having your next event.
That will be around September 20th. Put it on your calendar.
It'll be a beautiful time.
Yes.
Beautiful time in the Northeast for that. Yes. Well, who is your cheerleader and the person that just keeps you going?
My husband.
Why?
He is always supportive. It doesn't matter how crazy or nutty the idea is. He always says, yeah, that's a good idea, baby. You should do it. And, you know, and that's how Prunes of Sexy was born. Just no limits because he believes that I can do anything.
That's awesome. And it is wonderful when you have somebody that believes in what you do. And
right.
Yeah, just great. And what advice would you give to your younger self?
Be a little more forgiving. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay. And could you imagine living your dream any other way?
Yes, I could. I could imagine being just a vagabond.
Okay. I mean, some people choose that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just choose that. They get out of mainstream and that's what they want to be doing. So, hey, if that's what your dream is, then go for it.
Thank
Again,
you.
It goes back to action plus your passion equals results. A plus P
exactly.
equals R. So I want our listeners all to find their passion, take action, own it, and you will get the results that you want. Okay, Rain. I know what your special talent is, and that is singing.
Yeah, you know, that's my first talent.
Yes, and I've heard you sing. I was at an event with this lady, and she had to say, excuse me. Now, we were all sitting at the bar, of course, drinking our margaritas and cocktails, and we're all sitting at the bar, and she says, excuse me a minute, but I have to make a phone call. And the phone call was to sing happy birthday to someone.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I'll never forget that. The entire restaurant, the whole bar area, just everybody, remember that commercial when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens? When Rain Thomas sings, everybody was listening.
Aww.
And she not only sang it once and hung up the phone, everybody in the bar turned around and said, please sing that again.
Yeah, there, and that's what happens, right? Starting at the bar. I started in the bar too, and I'm ending in the bar.
Hey, you've gone full circle with your life, right?
Oh, goody.
Can never get away from that bar. Yeah, I know. I grew up in one too. So what do you think? You think you could sing a little tune for us today?
Sure. Would you like a blues tune or something else?
I love a blues tune.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I got the St. Louis blues, and I'm blue as a girl can be. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da, my man's got a heart like a rock on the sea. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and though I love that man, he ain't no good for me. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, yeah. Only for you, Connie.
Ooh, I just have shivers right through my body.
Ooh, good.
I almost forgot I was hosting the show. that is fabulous. I think we need your autograph, lady. I think we need to follow you. Now, are you still on tour? Are you doing any touring with your music?
You know what? Send me on vacation. Kathy has put me in a position to actually perform at all the events. So that way we really don't have to spare the expense of bringing in entertainers because that can get pricey. So I'm usually the go-to entertainment at all of the events. And a lot of times you can see me there. But Teresa Goss has me doing some stuff later. And there's lots of stuff coming up. So, yeah, more music is going to be on the horizon again.
Okay. Love to. It's just a talent that you just don't want to push aside. It's just phenomenal. And also gives me some ideas. So some events that I'm putting on coming up. We have a leadership program that's coming up on June 4th, 5th, and 6th. And for the one evening, Friday evening, we like to provide some entertainment and light dinner and food and such. So I may be talking to you about that.
Let me know ASAP because, you know, people are always calling, trying to get on. So if you'd like me to do that, call me and let me know what the particulars are. I'm more than happy to be there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely have to look into that a little bit more. So anything else going on in your world? Anything else coming up? Are you taking a break this week and getting some rest?
No, we are working on we're having a golf event coming up here, and I think it's September, but we have a couple other things coming up that we have to do. We're doing something in Charleston, the Goddess Mermaid Workshop that we do for survivors, turning mm-hmm. them into a beauty and having them professionally photographed, and, you know, they get to take it home and see that they're still beautiful despite what breast cancer has, you know, brought into your life.
You're just amazing. You just have so much going on there. But I did want to remind our callers again, the second caller to call will receive a copy of my new book, Marketing Masters, before it hits bookstores. That's the second caller. And the call number again is 800-930-2819. And this is Connie Fife, Queen of Marketing, and you've been listening to Marketing Masters. For more free tips on how you can accelerate your business, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. We'll see you over there. And remember, join us each Monday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're going to hear more fabulous guests coming in and sharing how they've overcome some of their obstacles and reach some of their business success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. We'll be right back.